Hey guys, Derek Martinez here. As a security professional, obviously the industry and the country, and frankly the world is abuzz about the ongoing challenges with school shootings and school security. And we've seen students really come out and really take a stand and with the no more and enough's enough standpoint. It's really great. And we see law enforcement coming out in droves, and the political landscape is certainly abuzz with this. And really, what I want to talk about is I don't want to dive into the politics of it, but I really want to talk about, as a security professional, I received a call from a headhunter. Now, the headhunter was not calling me about a job; it was somebody that I know. And the headhunter said to me, "Hey, Derek, listen, I just wanted you to know that we were affected, but excuse me, we were affected by the latest Florida shooting because this headhunter's son goes to that school." And thank God the headhunter's son was okay in this scenario. Obviously, thoughts and prayers to family, friends, and everybody grieving everywhere for this latest horrendous school shooting. But in the conversation, this headhunter was having a dialogue with me, and again, not related to job searching. But what he said to me is he said, "Derek, I have a reach into the space, into the security market." And he said that he was going to call and reach out to his circle of influence and propose the following statement in question. And that is this: what has the security industry's response been to school shootings? And he's talking about it from the perspective of software and hardware manufacturers, video surveillance, access control, intrusion detection, etc., and all the layers of security from a technology standpoint. And he said to me, "What are we as an industry doing? How are we responding?" And I thought it was a really great question. And as I reached out to people within my network who are very sales oriented, I'm hearing people dusting off their white papers and cleaning things up and making the solution sell more geared towards a K through 12 or higher ed. But what I found interesting was this headhunter really was proposing the following: what if one manufacturer, two manufacturers, five manufacturers, 10, 20, what if each manufacturer picked a small school in an area that maybe doesn't have a lot of tax dollars or maybe doesn't have a lot of funding? What if each manufacturer, or collectively built a team of a cohesive system, picked a small school, and put in systems to help secure the school from a technology and system standpoint? And when you look at the scale of that, even small manufacturers can give one camera. And 10 or 20 or 30 small manufacturers that give one camera can also relate to one software developer who can give 30 channel licenses, which can also develop to one or two access control companies who are willing to give some perimeter doors. Maybe it's two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10. And when you look at the broader scale, at a micro level, ounces equal pounds. Items here and there, hardware here and there, software here and there, can give an opportunity to a school to have some technology that they didn't have before. Now, the big companies can go in and they can outfit districts if they choose to. Smaller companies will have a harder time with that. But I thought it was a great challenge. And I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about it? What has the security industry's response been? What do you think about this particular headhunter's idea where manufacturers can donate and integrators can donate and cabling, structure cabling manufacturers and connectivity companies can donate and store?
Today I'm in New York City in Manhattan. And when I was on my flight from Dallas to New York, I sat next to a gentleman who pulled out his newspaper, and his arm kind of bumped me when he pulled out his newspaper, and we kind of laughed about it. He apologized, and I said, "No problem." And I let him read his newspaper for a few minutes, and he kind of was changing some pages, and so I leaned over a little bit and I smiled and I said, "Let me know how yesterday's news was." And I picked up my iPhone and I said to him, "And I'll let you know how today's news is." And we laughed about it. And I sat there on the flight and I really thought about it. And it inspired me to send out a tweet. And the tweet says, "Today's security directors will retire. And tomorrow's security director will demand more technology and more automation." And how true and how fitting I really believe that is. When you look at the gentleman with the newspaper, and he tells me, "I still read a physical newspaper because, quote, I'm old school," it means that we are comfortable. It means that we are happy with, and I don't want to say stuck, but kind of stuck in our ways. When you look at the next generation of law enforcement who will go into private security and become security directors and managers, law enforcement today has more technology at the officer level, at the vehicle level. Younger folks are embracing technology. Information is now. And so it makes sense. Tomorrow's technology, automation, security directors, they'll demand it. When I was 10 years old, my best friend Melissa and I had a lemonade stand in San Diego. Now, you would think that San Diego lemonade stand would be perfect because it's 75 degrees every single day. And if it's 76, it's too hot. And if it's 74, it's too cold. Well, we lived in a community with a bunch of houses. And we had our lemonade stand on one side. And on the other side of the community was a competitive lemonade stand. And boy, when we were 10 years old, we sure hated them. Well, we were both selling our lemonade for 25 cents. And our thought process was, well, heck, we'll take all the lemonade sold on this side of the neighborhood, and they can have the lemonade on that side of the neighborhood. Over time, the other guys, well, frankly, they were stealing our customers. So I came up with an idea and I spoke to Melissa and I said, "Hey, what if we did this? Right now we're waiting for cars to come through, and not a lot of cars come through on our side. They go through on the other side. I'm going to go knock door to door. And instead of selling our lemonade for 25 cents, we're going to sell it for 50 cents and we'll deliver it to each location." And that's what I did. I went door to door, knocked on the door. "Hi, my name's Derek. We're selling lemonade. I know you're not out driving today, but I can deliver some to you for 50 cents." People, they took us up on it. Convenience, little kids selling lemonade. And before you knew it, we were making a lot of money for being young kids selling lemonade. So my question to you is, as a security systems integrator, what are you doing to sell your lemonade from 25 cents to 50 cents? How are you thinking outside of the box? What new things are you doing? What new technology, new offering? Think about it. 25 cents to 50 cents. A couple of weeks ago, I did a webinar for Security Today magazine. And that webinar was entitled "The Future of Remote Monitoring." Really, what does the future of remote monitoring security operation centers look like? And I spoke about the Internet of Things, augmented and virtual reality. I also spoke about machine learning and deep learning. And when I was done with the talk, I had a lot of great questions at the end of that webinar, and people were chiming in about what does it look like in this bleeding edge technology, and will we be able to show return on investment with these types of quote newer technologies. And at the time, I was overwhelmed with all the questions that were coming in, and I think that maybe I didn't make it clear in the question and answer section, and that is, the future of security and the future of remote monitoring is happening now. It's happening today. IoT is happening today. Your smartphone is an IoT device, thermostats, light switches, all of these devices we can get today, televisions, etc. Augmented reality, look at Pokemon Go with 500 million downloads. The truth of the matter is, augmented reality, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence since the early 1950s, all of that stuff is being done today. And so I want to make sure that everybody is left with the real understanding that the future of security and the future of remote monitoring, it's really now. And now's the time to embrace this technology because it's being widely adopted.